I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you heard last week, we reached our 50th podcast.
Yeah, it's time flies. It's great. And again, here to serve the listeners of WFRE. We love to answer any questions people have and just sort of give them a little bit of an insight of, you know, how we work and answer anything that they may, you know, have concerns about or, you know, misconceptions they may have about the real estate world.
Well, the misconception I had was 50 is a big number. I thought there'd be a cake with 50 candles or 50 Jell-O shots or something to commemorate the 50th podcast.
I know. And the thing is, it's so funny. We do these things so frequently that I don't think either one of us even realized until it got posted. And we were like, oh, it looks like we hit 50.
That is so cool. So we have been talked over the years for the past 7 years. If you live in Maryland, Virginia, or Southern Pennsylvania, Jay is the guy to call. Jay and his team are the guys to call. And you listen, and you reached out, and you took care of it. You did all the work, but you are now an officially licensed realtor in wild, wonderful West Virginia.
Yes, yes. And honestly, the reasoning behind doing that was the listeners of WFRE. We had Facebook messages, Yelp messages, phone calls, emails, people hitting our website saying, we have been struggling. We haven't been able to sell our home. When are you going to come out and help us in West Virginia? Because we need all the stuff that we hear about and all these other states you do. We need you out here.
But like all bureaucracy, it's not just a matter of you driving across the river and putting a real estate sign out.
No. It was actually quite interesting because a lot of people have a misconception of West Virginia sort of being very loose and very relaxed. And it was actually, you know, because we're licensed, as you mentioned, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, and now West Virginia. The West Virginia was actually the more complex of all of the licensing we've had to do.
All four states have different licensing on just about every little nuance of real estate.
Yeah, all the laws are different. You know, in order to get licensed, what we had to go through is a lot of paperwork, background checks, fingerprinting, and then you have to take their state portion of the real estate exam, which, you know, make sure you understand all the laws in West Virginia. And there's a lot of them, and I will tell you, it was very comforting to see that the state is so detailed in all of the specifics that they want, so that it's just not anyone can very easily be licensed. They do a lot of checks. It's actually a lot more detailed than it was in Maryland.
That's amazing. That's amazing that it's just so different state to state.
Oh, yeah, and it was, you know, one of the other interesting things I learned in West Virginia was you even need to have two people that you are not tied to your company, not tied to family, that have owned a home for a year, that have known you for a few years, that will sign off that you're a good, outstanding person who should be able to practice real estate.
And this is somebody who you have not dealt with or talked to or consulted about buying or selling a home. A friend who has been here for about a year and has owned a home.
Yeah, and they can own a home in any state, but again, can have no relation to you, no business associations. It was quite interesting because, like I said, I never in all the states. This was the first state that required that, and you know, like I said, we got it taken care of, and the rest of the crew at the Day Home Team, they're in the process of working on all of their paperwork and getting their exam scheduled. But the first step of the process was, you know, since I'm you know the team leader, I needed to get licensed first. I sat for the exam one time, knocked it out, and the real estate commission in West Virginia has been very easy and very great to deal with, and now we're excited about helping people on the West Virginia side.
Now, yeah, you're not going to be moving to West Virginia. You're not going to have an office there, a brick-and-mortar office. You call the same number we've talked about for years to sell, buy and sell now in West Virginia.
Yeah, that is correct. And with us being situated right here in downtown Frederick, you know, going right up 340, West Virginia is just as close as, yeah, it's closer than Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing Pennsylvania now for over 10 years, Virginia for over 6 years, and, you know, now West Virginia. So, listen, very excited. Anyone who's out there has been struggling or thinking about making that move and wanting to call us, we are now ready and prepared to help you with all of your real estate needs over in West Virginia.
No more prep. All the hurdles have been jumped over. You're ready to take phone calls.
Yeah, we're ready to take the calls. Like I said, I need to get the others in the office are in the process of getting things rolling. But technically, right now, if someone called, I could personally assist them with getting done.
Nice. So we're about a month away from Thanksgiving, the official holiday season. Or do things ramp up right about now? Do they slow down throughout the holidays?
No, it's crazy because, and we've talked about it, we had one just this past weekend. One of our buyers, well, one of our agents had one of their buyer clients. They needed, well, they needed, I'll put that in quotes, to be in their new house before Thanksgiving. And they're closing, I think, November 17th and just went under contract over the weekend.
Nice.
So trying to get in for that first family holiday. And, you know, they bought a home out in Montgomery County and they wanted to have the family over for Thanksgiving. They needed to give themselves plenty of time. That is a mindset of a lot of people, or they'll want to be in before Christmas or whatever holidays it is that they're celebrating. But a lot of people put that target in, and, you know, it's sort of a fast and furious race to that. And then what we'll normally find, though, is, you know, right before Thanksgiving, things will slow down because most people think there's not enough time to get in for, obviously, before Thanksgiving if they end up calling the week before. Or at that point, it's a little bit too much of a race to get in before Christmas. So we've got this mad dash up through probably the third week of November that will have people looking to make these moves. And, you know, and that's when it gets busy. And then it slows down. But the good news with the slowdown, Tom, and we tell people all the time, people think, I'm going to wait until spring to sell my house. I'm going to wait until spring. Well, guess what? Everyone waits until spring, and the inventory is massive. When you have your home on the market over the holidays, those people that are out looking are serious buyers, and you have a lot less competition.
I can imagine.
And so,
also, nothing says home like Thanksgiving, like Christmas. More than any 2 days of the year, that is home and hearth and family. And then once people go through this, they think, you know, if I'm going to do this again, we're going to have to go to a bigger home.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, this time of year really gets people thinking that way. Just like you have that big burst of people trying to make a move before school starts because they want to change school districts or whatever that rationale is. These are two busy times of year that have nothing to do with spring. So, you know, don't be afraid, though, as we tell people, if you need to sell your home, don't be afraid. Don't say, I'm going to wait until the spring. If you need to do it, there's still people that need to buy. Not, and also, you know, the reality is, you know, we handle a huge area and not everybody, you know, follows the same holidays that we're talking about. And again, just because we celebrate a certain holiday doesn't mean everybody else does.
Sure. Yom Kippur and Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yes,
I mean, there's
Kwanzaa,
all types.
Sure.
So, and like I said, it's, I'll never forget, I was really shocked at seeing the pace of sales that we had in certain areas. You know, during certain holidays, because I'm like, I'm off. Why is the phone ringing? You know, especially when I first got in the business, I'm like, why is my phone ringing? It's Christmas Eve. Isn't anybody taking a break? You know, we always say we work all the time, but we do take a couple of days off, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, things like that, to spend time with our families.
Well, a lot of people also think, hey, look, this is the time of the year when most real estate agents are going away. They're all taking off time. They're all going on their vacations. But Jay and his team, stand ready, now covering four states all throughout the holidays and winter.
Yes, we're here to help you. If you have any questions at all, even if you're thinking about not doing anything until, you know, winter or after winter, just reach out to us. We're not going to show up knocking at the door asking you to sign paperwork. We're trying to get a game plan in place to try and help you get to the next stage of where you want to be.
Let's give a plug to the neighborhood that we talked about in our podcast with Miss Beachy a few weeks ago. And this is a new neighborhood coming up in the Lake Linganore area where you guys are handling all the new homes there. They're just, it's woods right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have some lots over in Aspen, and we have some lots in Woodridge. And Woodridge, you know, this will sort of lead into our house of the week. Anyone who's over in the Lake Linganore area or drives over there can see it's a little bit of a mess with all the traffic going on. You know, Monocacy Boulevard shut down.
Man, that was where I was out and about Saturday over the weekend, Jay. This is going to be stressful for a lot of people.
Oh, it was every day I came down Gas House Pike, turned left on Monocacy to church to go right to the office or to even come to the station. It's changed my commute completely. But then as you're driving down Gas House Pike, you can see where there are a lot of trees. All of that stuff is removed. That is Woodridge, and there are a ton of homes that are going to be available there as well. But, you know, again, this leads into the house of the week. We have one great home over in Woodridge listed at 579. This is a single-family home, like I said, in Woodridge, which is in Lake Linganore. Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, over 3,000 square feet. Again, $579. The beauty of this house is, you know, this is one floor plan we offer. And if anyone listened to the podcast, we can customize, we can do whatever. There's tons of new construction in Newmarket, tons of new construction in Frederick County, but very few builders will let you move a wall, make something a bedroom instead of, or if you don't want four bedrooms, make it three bedrooms with two masters. If you ever wanted to have some custom work done, have your home built in a vacation-like destination, which is what Lake Linganore is, where you'll have access to two community beaches, multiple lakes. You can go kayaking, you can go canoeing, you can go fishing, you can go running, you can have golf carts. You know, we have our golf cart. We take people out and show them the lake and do our tour of Linganore. You know, this builder is doing an amazing job. They've done quite a few custom homes. We have things that people can look at to get an idea of what their finish work is. But if you don't want the big builders and you want something that's going to customize and let you make it your home, this is the place to do it with New London Homes. So again, our house of the week is 9608 Woodland Road. This floor plan is known as an Osprey 2. It's gorgeous. If you have questions, let us know. You can see photos and likenesses of it by going to WFRE.com and go to J-Day's Real Estate Podcast. If you have any questions, let us know. We'll be happy to answer any that we can for you.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
With our Real Estate Podcast, weekly here at WFRE, on number 51, well on our way to 100. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.